Treasure soon. Talent. For all those of you who don't know, I am Pastor Aaron, and this is my beautiful wife, Greta. Yeah, just keep cheering for him. More cowbell, yes. More cowbell! Anyway, good morning, and welcome everyone to his tabernacle. We are very happy to see all of you. For all of those of you who are guests or visiting for the first time, over on this side of the building, we do have a guest reception room. There is snacks. There's coffee. There's really great people to get to meet. So we, the staff, would love to get to meet you. So go ahead and head over there after service so we can get to know you guys. Also, Friday, which is New Year's Eve at 7 o'clock, we have our New Year's Eve service. It's going to be right here in this building, inside this room, and all three campuses will be coming together here to join us for one awesome, powerful night of prayer and worship and whatever else Pastor decides to talk about, because, you know, that's what happens on that night. Also, after that service, we do have a New Year's Eve party that's being thrown together by some of the greatest, most fun people in our church. So, for $20, you can join us. There is only 60 spots available for that. So, if you would like to join us for that party, you can register at the big center desk out in the foyer, and we'd love to have you. And now, Pastor and Pastor Rhonda.
Praise the Lord. What a great day. How's everybody doing? Well, you're looking around, it's looking a little thin, but that's okay, because I want to remind you, yesterday was Christmas. Some folks got their families in town, some folks are out of town, so we just want to make sure they're blessed and encouraged, but you are in the house of God. You're going to have a great time. I know that, because I was in last service. It's a great service, amen? So I hope you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I said, are you ready?
Yeah.
Amen. Pastor Rhonda, why don't you open us in prayer?
Awesome. Jesus, we just love you so much.
Yes, we do.
We're so thankful for this corporate
Hallelujah.
Gathering and anointing that we
God.
Get to experience.
We honor you,
God,
Jesus.
We come into your presence where two or three are
That's
gathered.
Right.
There you are in the midst.
Yes.
And God, even greater.
Yes.
Where one puts 1,000 to flight,
two
shall put 10,000. So God, this morning
Jesus.
We are putting stuff to flight. Bondages, addictions, disease,
yeah, that's right.
sickness, in
yes.
the flight, in the name
that's
of
right.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, as we're in your presence, Lord, your power is just explosive when we gather together. So we expect today the explosive power of God
yes.
to be present in this service and to leave differently
Jesus.
Than we came in.
Yes.
We love you so much, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Let's worship Jesus.
If you're watching online, come on now. You got to get out of your chair. You got to get out of the lazy boy. You got to stand up and let's worship together. Amen?
Jesus,
let's enjoy the presence of the Lord.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. The one who broke these chains and took away my shame. There is only
Hey.
Today and forever.
I praise your name.
I praise your name. You're so worthy, Jesus, of all our praise. You've been so good to me, Lord. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, can you sing that right to him? Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus at the center of it all. We worship you, Jesus.
Jesus at the center of it all.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. No. Tongue shall confess. confess you, Jesus. 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 Your goodness, Jesus. It's all about your faithfulness, Jesus. It's all about your miracle-working power, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about your perfect will, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. We surrender, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Lord. We surrender, Jesus. We surrender, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. We're here for you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. I just want to please your heart. I just want to worship you. I just want to see your face. I just want to love on you. And I just want to please your heart. I just want to worship. I just want to worship you. To see your face, and I just want to love on you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
I just want to tell you. just want to tell you that I love you more than anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing,
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just sense in my spirit, some of you need to receive that love this morning. You yourself feel unlovable, unloving. You look at your life and you're saying, I'm not sure. But this morning, Jesus loves you. And I just want you to receive from that song. We're going to sing that again. And I want you to receive from him because he's here to touch you. Because Jesus loves you. And he's got great plans for your life. Amen.
I love you, Jesus.
Receive the anointing.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Oh, yes, I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
More than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you,
Lord, I love you more than anything.
When everything is said and done, you and I get ready to take our last breath. We're getting ready to move from a physical body to a spiritual body. I want you to know you can have millions of dollars in the bank. You can drive the nicest car. You can have a trophy wife like I have. You can have all the things that the world has to offer. But that song right there is really all that matters. The only thing you can take, the only thing that's going to propel you to heaven is your love for Christ. My question is, do you love Jesus more this year than last year? This year. That's a good answer. The question comes down to, nobody can answer that but you. Your husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, moms or dads. Nobody can answer that but you. And I challenge you. Because when everything is said and done, do you love Jesus? How much do you know him? That is the answer. I'd lay everything else down, man, just for that. Because that is the victory. The Bible says very clearly in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that you may know the Father and the Son whom he has sent. He didn't say eternal life was heaven. Heaven's the cherry on top of the sundae. He said the true sundae is that you may know him. Knowing him is not just knowing about him. It's knowing him. Come on, you know about people. You know some levels of people. But there are people in your life you just know. You just got to look at them and you know what they're thinking. You know what they're feeling. You know their heart. God wants you to know him. Don't run from God, run to God. Because that's all. This song is all that matters in the long run. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Do you love him? Amen. My amen section this morning. Amen. You may be seated today. So glad you're here in the house of the Lord. Hi, baby girl. Hallelujah. Did you all have a great Christmas? Amen. Not everybody. That's all right. You're going to like today's sermon then.
Amen.
Welcome with me, Pastor Rhonda Jean Spencer.
Amen. Wow, God has just been so good and so faithful, hasn't he? We're entering into our time of tithes and offerings. And in this house, we're tithers. We just give. It's what we do. It's what the Word of God says. And we obey the Word of God. This is the last Sunday of 2021. It's crazy. It's wild. And so we want to finish strong, finish consistent. We want to go out strong in 2021 as we start next Sunday in our year of 2022. So now is our time to receive tithes and offerings. If you have it all filled out, we can stand up. We'll make our supernatural declaration. Listen, this isn't just reading words from the pages. This is the Word of God. And when the Word of God goes forth, it performs what it is sent to do. So I have expectancy today that our finances, our final offering, our final giving of 2021, we can expect it to be our best, and we can expect God to return it with breakthrough, open doors. Wow, 2022 is going to be incredible. Let's sow into that. So repeat after me. It says in Deuteronomy 28, it says, if I obey, then I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. Child of God, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and sow with expectancy today. If you're watching via live stream, you can click on the giving button or text to give right along with us.
I'm blessed going in.
Praise the Lord. What a great day, isn't it? I just want to give a shout out to all the workers of His Tabernacle Family Church. There are so many of you that are doing so much for Jesus. Thank you so much. There are over 70% of the church are actively involved in some level beyond just coming to a service on Sunday mornings. And as your pastor, I want to say that is the only way Do you know that the Bible never once said, pray for someone to be saved? Never once. The Bible says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Why? Because if you get the laborers, God can trust you with the babies. Can't trust you with babies if you don't have the laborers. So we always pray for laborers. So I'm praying that you, if you're in the house, you want to do something for God, want to lay up treasures for heaven, that you'll do something that will last way beyond just a Sunday experience, and you'll be involved in the kingdom of God. Amen? Isn't it crazy? It's the last Sunday of Change Forward. How many of you have changed this year? Amen. Well, that's good. Not everybody. Amen. We'll do an altar call after. Glory to God. We know that change is imperative, or else you're always going to be the same. And if you're always the same, that means it's a sad scenario. God's called us to increase. Turn to someone and say, God called me to increase. That's right. That's what God calls you. He made you that way. I want to give you and share with you some of the great things that have happened. As you know, the United States churches are still recovering from, sadly enough, recovering from COVID. And I want to give you some statistics of 2021. I want to give you some praise of 2021 that God has done through here. First thing I want to remind you is that this is not the only His tabernacle. Say amen. But God has increased us. Over the last 3 years, actually 3.5 years, God has increased this church in a great capacity. Not only do we have a campus here in Horseheads, but we have a campus with Pastor Daniel Dykes in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Isn't it great? Don't we love Pastor Dan? We also have a campus in Ithaca, New York. That place is just cranking as well. They're finishing out a $350,000 renovation, and majority of it's all paid with cash. Just a great testimony. We have a New Brunswick, Canada campus, His Tabernacle, Canada. Can you give God a shout for Canada? Amen. I don't know if you realize it, but they had a Christmas Eve service as well. Over 200 people were in attendance. It was 3 degrees Fahrenheit outdoors with no tent. Remember, it's illegal for them to be in any kind of enclosure in Canada. Even a tent outdoors is illegal. But they were outside. These people were outside shouting for Jesus this morning. Actually, they should be done by now. This morning, there were over 200 people outside in Canada at a worship service bundled in blankets. Can we give God praise for them? Say amen. That church there has exploded. When Pastor Ron and I started working with them, they were running about 25 people. Now there are over 225 people every single week. God is good. And literally, their low outdoors has only been 150. That is amazing. So I want to give God praise for all the things He's doing. Salvations this year in the Horseheads campus, 338 people have given their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. They've gone from death to life. I don't know about you. That's something. Don't let the angels outshout you. 338 people have accepted Jesus as their Savior. The Mansfield campus, 18 people gave their heart to the Lord. Ithaca campus, 62 people gave their hearts to Jesus. Within the three campuses, 418 people have given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me because that means we're making a difference. We're taking out of hell and filling up heaven. I hate when hell wins, amen? I hate to see people lost for eternity. Bibles, we've given up 540 Bibles, glory to God. Our attendance, now I want to remind you that this is an average throughout the year. Started out low, and it was 547 people per Sunday, an average at His Tabernacle right here in Horseheads. But now we're running on average between 630 and 650 people every single week. And that means we're on the increase. We're seeing increase literally in every church, increase now in every ministry. They're all growing. Can you give God praise for that? Amen. Every single Sunday morning on ABC, NBC, and CBS, between 15,000 and 20,000 people are watching His Word TV. And I don't know about you, you need to give yourself a hand clap for that. Because that comes out of your tithe and offerings. That means you're giving into reaching all of these souls every single week. The other day I walked into Cracker Barrel, and it was a very uncomfortable visit, simply because everyone went like this. And then you see them whispering. It's like, very uncomfortable. Anonymity is gone. It's not fun. I can't yell at my wife in public, grab a rear end in public. I can't do any of that stuff in public anymore because everyone's watching. It's very uncomfortable. Outreaches, so far, His Tabernacle Family Church in the Parks program during the summer fed over 500 people. Right now, Brother Carl, Minister Carl, with his team are ministering to 5 senior home ministries every single month, 5 different senior homes. Matthew 25, we bust in these young people. 2,329 meals were provided this last year. What's really exciting is we were running, because of COVID, it was running really low. But this last week was the highest week, 97 children on a Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Praise the Lord. We also, Elmira Fest, we had over 1,000 people at Elmira Fest this year and 92 salvations at Elmira Fest. That makes me happy. Amen. Uproar Youth, salvation, 68 teenagers have given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. The average is increasing again, back up to 82 after COVID. And man, Pastor Cody is getting ready to bust out of that room, and we're going to have to switch rooms again because the youth ministry is increasing all over again. Uproar Conference, over 900 young people in attendance at the Uproar Conference this year. That is exciting. Right now at His Tabernacle, over 70%, like I said, 70% of the church are active in some capacity. Some of them are in groups. We have 44 groups at His Tabernacle, and every month, 350 people are involved in a group at His Tabernacle Family Church, building relationships. Remnant Bible College, we have 42 students in-house and online, and I'm believing God this year we'll be able to at least add 20 new students. Can I hear an amen? His Kids. Man, God is increasing His Kids. It was running 107 children. And now, where did he go? I just saw him a second ago. He said their average now is 120. There he is. Now we're up to 120. It's growing and it's increasing. People are getting back to the house of God. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. Really exciting as well is the Harvest Fest attendance. We had 1,500 people go through at Harvest Fest this year. That is huge. How many thousands of pieces of candy? 120,000 pieces of candy on this campus alone for Harvest Fest this last year. Isn't that exciting? We've also taken over and working with Toys for Tots. Pastor Aaron is running Toys for Tots. And this year, literally, that came out of nowhere. We've already taken care of 700 families this year in 2021 with Toys for Tots and His Tabernacle. The Horsehead Egg, we had 1,200 people at the Easter egg hunt this year. That's a lot of folk. We had Next Steps programs. We have 285 people involved in learning at His Tabernacle. Turn to somebody and say, it's time to learn. Tell somebody else, ignorance is not bliss. Praise the Lord. Awaken Young Adults, that's 18 to 30. They were running 50 when we started, and that's the average. But now they're already up to 70 young people every single month at Awaken Young Adults. The major building programs, I already said one part of it. Ithaca, only a congregation of 200 raised $330,000 cash above tithes and offering to be able to build the new addition or the renovations up at that property. We're also cutting a deal to be able to buy this building for $4 million at the end of 5 years or the beginning of the fifth year. $4 million, and it's already worth $6 million. The projection is to be worth $8 million when we finally take it over. But I'm believing God that some of it will be given to us. Can you believe God with me? Amen. I'm excited about here, our roof. Thank God for Roof Max. They're sealing our roof. We've had the rain of heaven coming down and filling all of the house. So it's been good to be able to get the roof fixed. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. I'm excited. We're going to build a new building. It's going to be right out front. It's going to be a gymnasium. So we're going to build a youth facility out front in that big piece of grass. We're going to put out a gymnasium with rooms all the way around so we can have our co-op, so we can have children's ministry increase. do basketball, do a bunch of stuff for our young people of our region for the glory of God. Amen? Then when that's done, we're raising the roof here. We're going to take the roof off. We're going to go up a story. The altar is not going to be here anymore. It's going to be on that side wall. And then we're going to have a balcony that's going to go the whole length of the altar area. We'll be able to seat 1,300 people in this room. And I'm believing God to fill it twice. Can you believe God with me? God is doing great things. And you've got to know the kingdom of God is marching on. It's not rolling over and dying. Can I hear an amen? So we have something we're going to ask you to do. We've actually reformatted His Word TV. And what we've done on His Word TV is we've made it so that we can have video testimonies of how God has changed people's lives. And how many of you have had a miracle at some point in time in your life? Amen. We'd like you to write down your testimony. We put that in your hands. You have that available for you. We can either do it video, or they also, we're going to be doing some things on writ, on paper, to be able to tell people about the great things God has done. It's one thing for the preacher to say it. It's another thing for you to say it. Amen? So we're going to ask also if some of you would be willing to actually give your testimony on video. We'll set up video, and you'll be on His Word TV to be able to tell the world how good God is. Now, I do want to let you know the 15 to 20,000 are just what's here. We're also on King TV, which is 182 nations, and I forget how many millions of people watch every single week the same program that's being watched locally. So literally, your testimony will be heard all over the world. Isn't that exciting? So we're believing God that you're going to do that. You can drop it in the offering plate, however you want to do that. I'm just excited that we can today give thanks for Jesus, that we did not curl up and roll in a ball as the body of Christ, but we got up and we kept walking. Amen? We got up and we kept running. Now we got a quick video for you just to show you some of the things that have happened this year in 2021. You see, when change comes, it immediately starts moving us. Exciting for me as well was hearing that on a Sunday we're running about 600 to 620, 630, 650 folks, but also during the weekday we're ministering to another 140 to 150 people that are not here on Sunday mornings. That to me is very exciting because that shows it's not just about a Sunday experience, but that God is touching people all week long. You know, today I want to finish this year, crazy to say, isn't it? I want to finish this year with this message that I believe is going to be encouraging, a little prodding, a little exciting, a little spanking if necessary, just so that it will remind you that we are a blessed people. Turn to somebody and say, I am blessed. I want to preach a message to you today on Thanksgiving. No, not on Thanksgiving. But I want to talk to you today that we've gone through this whole year, and there are many people that are grouchy, nasty, bitter. Come on now, can I hear an amen or oh my? People that all you do is you get around them and they can complain. You ever been around a complainer? You know what's amazing? You don't even have to say, hi, I'm a complainer. People can feel it on you. People get near you, and in fact, have you ever noticed that birds of a feather flock together? No one has to listen, no one has to say, hi, I'm a complainer. All complainers, please come here. No. You'll find that people that are unthankful kind of they kind of find each other. And then when they find each other, man, it gets vicious, doesn't it? They start talking about how bad things are and, oh, my goodness, the everything's falling apart. My life is horrible. My husband's horrible. My wife is horrible. My children are horrible. My socks are horrible. My underwear are horrible. Oh, my goodness, my hair is bad. How was your Christmas? Awesome. How was your Christmas? Yeah, it could have been better. Man, it's beautiful outside today, isn't it? Well, you know, we do live in New York. It's amazing to me how more people complain than they are thankful. But we got so much to be thankful for, don't we? We are so blessed. How many of you drove in a car to church today? Amen. How many of you had gas for your car that you drove to church today? Amen. How many of you have a pair of socks on right now? Well, if you're ladies, you might not. You have heels and things. How many of you slept on a pillow last night? How many of you had heat in your house last night? Come on now. How many of you ate this morning? Now, listen, if you're not raising your hand because you never eat in the morning, I'm not talking about that. But we all got food. We all are blessed. Man, we are such a blessed nation. Well, I hate our nation. I love our nation. Well, I hate our president. Well, the Bible says you're in sin because you're supposed to be praying for your president. You didn't say, we fight not against flesh and blood. You got to know it's not about flesh and blood. This is an attack on the nation to take down the greatest nation. Listen, you want to know why America's great? It's because it literally, not figuratively, funds world missions all over this place. There's more money that goes out of America to fund the gospel than any other nation, and the devil wants to take it down. I'm here to tell you, we are blessed. Can I hear an amen? Amen. How many of you got clothes on? We're saying thank you. How many of you have a bar of soap at home? I was going to ask how many use it. Don't answer that. We are thankful people. Why? Because we got so much to thank the Lord for. And it's amazing to me how people get grouchy and nasty and ungrateful, and they get contentious, and they get bitter, and they get, listen now, I want you to know something. You're killing yourself. And I'm not just talking you're killing yourself because the preacher's saying you're killing yourself. I'm saying even science says you're killing yourself. It's so important to recognize that a spirit of thankfulness is something that God desires in your life. Can you find something wrong in everything? Absolutely. Can you find something good in everything? Absolutely. It's all how you think and see. And a lot of people don't think and see with the eyes of God. They don't think through the mind of God. They literally think as regular humanity does, which always, literally, always teeters to the negative and not the positive. We've got to change because we've got to be like God. Can I hear an amen? I said the world has to see a church that's like God. Can I hear an amen? You go into work tomorrow, I hate being here. What do you mean you hate being here? You got a job, don't you? Well, I hate Mondays. What's wrong with Monday? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't know what God will bring you on a Monday. He might bring you a raise on a Monday. You got to start looking forward to it. Why? Because I'm thankful for every day. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? How many of you got up and you got breath in your lungs today? Me too. You know, the Bible, there's a great song. It says this. It says, he got me up this morning, started me on my way. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. I thank God that I have breath in my lungs so that I can do God's purposes in the life that he's given me. And today, I'm alive. Now listen, if you die, you've gained because you're in heaven. But you're not dead yet. I don't know, some of you might be. Can you pinch the person next to you, make sure they're alive? I just watched Kayla look at her husband and say, don't you dare. So here we are as people. We must learn and literally develop ourselves to be thankful people, because it's not human nature to be thankful. It's human nature to complain. Say amen or oh my. scientifically, let's just talk science now. If you want to talk scientifically, being thankful opens doors to relationships. Come on, you know those people you avoid? Because you know when you see them, they're going to go, hi. Hey, how are you? Horrible. My life is falling apart. But you know, today's a new day. His mercies are new every morning. Yeah, well, he gave them to somebody else. He didn't give them to me. Come on, you know those people. You know those people, and you know you avoid those people. Because they're unthankful for what God has blessed them with. Even though you might have trials and tribulations in your life, they're so unthankful for what God has given them. They literally are eliminating relationships that could build them, strengthen them, and propel them into their next level of God's plan for their life. You see, when you're not thankful, scientifically, it destroys relationships. You know, Christmas was yesterday, and some of you stayed on the other side of the house of people you knew that all they were going to do was complain. You stayed away from them. You stayed away from them on purpose. You smiled at them. And then you ran because you knew that they were going to be vomiting on you and not being a blessing. Amen? Being thankful improves your physical health. Being thankful improves your psychological health. Being thankful enhances your empathy to people and reduces aggression. Thankful people sleep better. You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, I hate my life. My life is just horrible. And you're going to bed. You're gonna sleep horrible because you're going to dream horrible. And you're going to wake up as bad as you went to bed. You got to make a decision in your life that, man, I want to sleep better. Can I hear an amen? There's always something to thank God for. There's always someone to thank Jesus for. There's always something God is doing in your life. And even though the cup might be half empty, you can see it as half full. It's all a matter of your perspective and whether or not, listen, I haven't got to the verse yet, so hang on. I'm not avoiding the Bible. The Bible's going to prove everything I'm talking about because science, come on now, proves the Bible. Being thankful improves your self-esteem. Being thankful increases your mental strength. Now turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. You can make the rustle sound if you like. Remember, I encourage you to bring your physical Bibles to church. If you don't have one, we can get you one. But I want you to bring a pen and a physical Bible. I know we're all electronic. Listen, I'm also electronic. I have my electronic Bible right here, and I also have my paper Bible right here. And I've been writing. I've got stuff all written in my paper Bible because I don't want to forget it. So make sure you bring your paper Bible next week. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says this, in some things, when it's convenient, when everything is good, is it up there? Where is it? Where's the verse? In the Bible. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was good. Hey, I stand corrected. Oh, stop. The Bible says, in everything. I don't want to do that. I'm not happy. My life stinks. My family is horrible. My children are from hell. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Get ready for the rest of the verse. It's horrible. It's a horrible verse. Are you ready? For this is the will of God concerning you. It's horrible. People come to me all the time. I don't know God's will for my life. I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, you can stop waiting right now. Because I'm getting ready to tell you, I just read to you what God's will is for your life. God's will is that you learn how to be thankful. God's will is you learning how to be appreciative of the blessings that he has in your life. Because that is God's will. Why is it God's will? Because God is smarter than science. Science might prove God, but God created science, and God said a long time ago, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, because God wants you healthy and whole, spirit, soul, and body. And thankfulness stirs things to health. Say amen. Oh, you're quiet this morning. I might have to go Baptist on you. Hallelujah. What a lot of people don't grasp is that the will of God, God's will for your life, is that you be in his presence. And whether you like it or not, until you become a thankful person, you're always going to struggle in the presence of God. Why will you struggle in the presence of the Lord? Because the Bible says right here in Psalms 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. You know what that means? If you are not a thankful person, you can't enter his presence. Now the Bible says in his presence there's fullness of joy. You will never live the life of blessing. You will never live the life of joy until you learn the will of God to be thankful in everything. There's something good about what's going on, even if it's bad. Because the Lord says in Romans chapter 8, I can make all things work together for good to those that are in Christ Jesus. I want you to know, no matter how bad it looks, I want you to know God can make it work out for your good. Why? Because when you start to praise him, when you start to give him thanks, you step into the very presence of God. And where the presence of God is, there is everything you need supernaturally to accomplish the task. See, God gave us the hint. He said, if you're thankful, you can move mountains. You see, you can't work in faith without thankfulness. If you're not going to be a thankful person, you can't live by faith. Because you're constantly looking at the negative, you're constantly walking by sight and not by faith. The Bible says, walk in faith and not by... Come on, now you can't do that if you're not a thankful person. Because thankful people can't, number one, enter into the presence of God, and number two, all they do is complain rather than call those things which are not as though they already are. Yes. My wife, oh my goodness, so funny. You've all heard this story 1,000 times. When we got married, we had somewhat of a rocky relationship. I say it was only 2 years rocky. She says it was 4 years rocky. But I remember I kept trying to, you know, tell her to go home. Go home to your mother. You know, the problem was we were pastors. So, you know, you're not supposed to get divorced as a pastor. Say amen. You're not supposed to get divorced as a believer, but you're not supposed to get, especially as a pastor. And so I'm realizing that I have a problem. And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she starts to say to me, she says, you are an amazing man. You are a man of God. You are filled with compassion. You are a great husband and an amazing dad. And I start looking at her. What is wrong with you? Because I know the truth. I was a bad husband. I was a bad dad. Listen, you only know what you know. I was an aggressive husband because my dad was aggressive. I wasn't caring. I wasn't taken care of. It was just all about me. But my wife decided to be thankful for what she had, which wasn't much. And then she started declaring what she wanted. And I want you to know that if you will take your eyes off your immediate situation and start being thankful for what you have and start calling those things which are not as though they already are, because when you step into thanksgiving, you step into the presence of the Lord. When you step into the presence of the Lord, the words of your mouth, they're seed, and they'll bring forth a harvest. And all of a sudden, what you didn't have, you do have because you become thankful and you activate faith and you call those things, and all of a sudden, they manifest in your presence. Shazam. It's so important to know this, especially, listen now, you'll hear me say it at the end, how you leave something is how you enter the next thing. Everybody always says to me, well, I can't wait to get out of this marriage. There's always got to be somebody better. But you're the problem. And if you leave the marriage, you're leaving the marriage in the situation you're in, you're still going to the next one. When someone says, I hate New York, I can't wait to get out of New York, I hate Elmira. Really, Elmira's not the problem. Because you're still wherever you go. Come on, you got to be thankful where you are. Because God's got a plan for you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And so here we got, man. This is what, this is science. Dr. Leaf. Has anybody ever heard of Carolyn Leaf? If you love studying science, she is a neuroscientist. So she's not ignorant. She's well known all over the planet. She studies the brain. And in the study of the brain, it's amazing to recognize that science again proves the word of God. And it says, and this is in one of her quotes. When you are thankful, your brain releases neurotransmitters and neurohormones that will boost your mood, your focus, clear thinking, enhance mental and physical health. So next time you're anxious, find something to be thankful for. I have learned, not just through COVID, but through what Pastor and I, Ron and I have been through, I have learned that if you're always looking at your moments, you will always find a reason to complain. It's easy to find something to complain about sometimes than it is to praise about sometimes. But we made a decision. We want her to live and not die. The only way she's going to live and not die is if we're in the presence of the Lord. And the only way to be in the presence of the Lord is to be thankful. So we made a decision out of life, not out of death. Well, some people choose death, and then they can't understand why they end up where they are alone. Your physical health declines when you're not a thankful person. Your mental health declines when you're not a thankful person. Your emotional intelligence declines when you're not a thankful person. And you become a very lonely individual because everyone's going to try to avoid you because they know that you're only going to vomit at them every time you get around them. But you know those people, don't you? You know those people who are always, they irritate you sometimes because they're always smiling. What are you smiling about? Always smiling. They're always happy. When someone starts vomiting, you know, what I mean by vomiting is they're speaking death out of their mouth to you. They turn it around and they bring it to good. Well, you know, God can change that. Well, you know, I know somebody who has a testimony, for they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Start giving a testimony about how God changed somebody else's marriage, how God, somebody healed somebody else's body, how God healed somebody else's family. Man, all of a sudden, that person starts shifting it around. And man, that individual gets irritated if they don't want to be a thankful person. You got to make a decision in your life. Do you want to obey God's will or do you want to be a person that's going to be negative and nasty all the time? Do you want to leave 2021 negative and nasty? Do you want to leave 2021 complaining and moaning and groaning and whining all over the place? Or do you want to be a person that's going to have a supernatural transformation in your mind and say, God, I want to live the way you live. I want to obey your word the way you say obey. Lord, even though the problem I'm facing is real, or even though, God, it is genuine, I know this thing. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging for bread. Jesus, I thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, who gives me all these benefits, who forgives all of my sin and heals all of my diseases. Oh, you have a choice to be thankful or to be groaning and nasty and mean and a person that is always complaining. And I want you to know something. I don't know about you. People ask me all the time, why are you so happy? I mean, you've been through hell for a few years. Yeah, you know what? No, I haven't been through hell. I went through the fire, but I ain't been through hell because you can't smell nothing on me because I've been a person of thankfulness and I've been in the presence of the Lord. And there are times that I get a little discouraged, but then I start to praise him. Then I start to thank him. I thank God that I got breath in my lungs. I thank God that my wife didn't die 2 years ago from 2 weeks when they told her she was gonna. I thank God that my family is whole. I thank God my children are in the ministry. I thank God that this church is here. I thank God for your life. I got a lot to thank him for. Man, I always got something to complain about. But when you focus on your complaint instead of your praise, instead of your thanksgiving, you got a lot of reasons to roll up in a ball and die. Well, that's just who I am. I'm a realist. No, you're not. Because if you're a realist, you're not a faithist. What do you mean, Pastor? I just call it the way it is. Really? Then you are walking by sight. I call it the way God says it is. I don't have the luxury to call it the way man says it is. It's a God thing or not a God thing. It's faith. We've got to make a decision in our life. Am I going to be a person of thanksgiving? Or am I going to be the one that everyone avoids? Am I going to be a person that's the light? Or am I going to be the light that everyone says, don't go to that house? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Halloween when you were a child? Back when I was a child, you could still do Halloween, like real Halloween. I mean, we went from house, we traveled miles, knocking on doors. Why? Because the houses were miles apart. You know, Creed. We're knocking on doors and trick or treat. But there's some houses you didn't go to because you knew you were getting an apple. Thank you, Terry. That's the truth, though. You knew you were getting an apple, and you wanted to check it for a razor blade just to make sure it wasn't in there. You're going to get a bag of popcorn. Not a bag of popcorn, a bag of popcorn. And you don't know. You know those houses are the ones you didn't want to go to. Do you want people not to come to your house? Because people are evaluating whether you're a person of thanksgiving or you're a person of complaining. And they can figure it out. Don't take long. They can figure out when they leave your presence if they're always going to leave feeling dirty or they're going to leave clean. I remember this one dude used to cut my hair for free. Man, it's not bad getting a free haircut. Gave me a free haircut. But I'd sit in his barber chair and I'd hear everything about every church in the area. All the bad stuff. Did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear about this preacher? Did you hear about that preacher? After a little bit, I said to myself, come on, you got to get better at that. I said to myself, that's getting better. Here we go, one more time. I said to myself, I can't go there anymore. I feel dirty. I got to go take a bath every time I leave that place. Because you just knew all he was going to do was complain and moan and groan. But the Bible says, be thankful in everything, for this is the will of God in your life. Now I want to share this real quick. I'm almost done. Thank you. That sounded like it came from here. Which side are you on? Oh, there we are. I was on the right side. There are certain things you don't have to be thankful for. Are you ready? Whatever Jesus Christ paid for on the cross, when that is being brought against you, you don't need to thank him for it. You want to bind the devil from touching it. Jesus paid for your sin. Can I hear it? Amen. He's never going to throw sin in your face or you sin against you. Can I hear it? Amen. Jesus paid for your healing. Can I hear it? Amen. He paid for every disease. There's not one disease allowed on your body. God will never bring disease in your body. Can I hear it? Amen. And the third part is he came to give you health in your soul and prosper you in your finances. Whenever any of those things are touched, you know they're not God. You don't need to get praise for them. You get all shored up, come on, in the armor of God, and you bind those things in the name of Jesus. I'm almost done. This is not just something possible. This is something life-saving. Well, you know, Pastor, it's just my nature. I'm just a complainer. Really? Well, you know, I don't like people to think I'm fake. Faith isn't fake. Faith is agreeing with God. And even though your circumstance doesn't agree with God, if you're going to agree with your circumstance, then you get what you sow for. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man sows in the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. If a man sows in the spirit, he shall of the spirit reap eternal life. So we've got to make a choice that when I'm looking at a situation, I've got to be a person of faith. I've got to be a person that declares the truth. I've got to be a person that agrees with God. And I've got to say, God, I thank you that by your stripes I was healed. God, I thank you that no sin, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, I thank you if they come against me one way, they're going to leave seven ways. God, I thank you that if God is for me, who can be against me? God, I thank you. Oh, we can go through the list. This is so long because, man, with God on your side, you cannot fail unless you stop agreeing with God and you start getting to be a complainer. The children of Israel are amazing. In bondage for over 400 years. Abused for 400 years. Call out to God. God sends them a deliverer named Moses. God sends the man and the plagues come in and God delivers them and 2.5 million plus people and their animals are all leaving Egypt and all the gold, I love Psalms 105, all the gold, they took the gold of and wealth of Egypt with them. Glory to God. They get to the Red Sea and they look at Moses and say, you're trying to kill us. What are you doing? I would rather be back in bondage. What? Did not God just deliver you from 400 years of bondage from Pharaoh through 10 miracles? And now you're at another place where there needs to be a miracle and you forget and you start I'd rather have cabbage. Well, baby, then eat some cabbage. But I'm not interested in cabbage. I want the promised land where the grapes are so big. Ah, come on now, where the fruit is blessed. I want what God has for me. So they get there and they start complaining. They're not thankful. God, I thank you. You delivered us from Egypt. You didn't deliver us from Egypt to leave us stranded here at the Red Sea. No, they didn't do that. They started moaning and complaining. But God in his greatness, come on now, don't you love Jesus? God in his unfailing love. He opened the Red Sea and they crossed on dry ground. You would think that'd be pretty convincing, right? Oh, yeah, come on now. So they're delivered from Egypt after 400 years. They get to the Red Sea. They didn't praise. They didn't thank. They complained. God still opened the Red Sea. They crossed on dry ground. Then they get to the first place where the water is bitter. No. Do you think they would say, whoa, look what God did? Ah, my Lord Jesus. He delivered us from Egypt. He delivered us from the Red Sea. And if he did that, he can make the water sweet. Nope. Nope. Moses, you're trying to kill us. Moses, you're an idiot. Moses, we'd rather have cabbage. Moses, we want to go back. Don't we do that? Instead of thanking him and being in thanksgiving for what he's done for us? You know, I look at my life and I look even over the last 2 years. You know what sustains us? Is all the miracles along the way that are undeniable. And if God did one, did two, did three, then I can rely on the same God who did the one, two, and three. But when you look at the natural, you got something to complain about. When you look at the supernatural, when you look at being thankful in all things, for this is the will of God, your eyes change. You no longer are looking down. You're looking up. The redemption draweth nigh. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. God is working on your behalf, but God can't do nothing until you're filled with thankfulness. Why? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Are you a thankful person or a complaining person? Are you a person that everybody knows, yep, here we go. Let's try to cut this one short. Do I got an excuse to get out of this? Or, you know what, every time I'm around them, I feel like when I leave, I could fly. Every time I'm around them, when I leave them, I don't hear about their complaints about the church. The pastors, the ministries, I was mistreated, I was this. Nope. Do you know what? This week we got to minister to 97 children who their parents weren't here, but we were able to get them here, get the gospel in them, and we're believing God to change the generation of Elmira, New York by investing in these young people, by showing them that God is love, by feeding them, not just their spirit, but also their belly, by putting clothes on their feet if I got to. You see, all of a sudden, everything changes. I got nothing to complain about. I only got something to thank him for because he used my life to do it. Your life will change somebody or repel somebody. Your life will be the light or the light will go off. Will you be a person of thanksgiving? Because remember, how you leave 21, you'll enter 22. Ooh, isn't that good? I feel like preaching that all over again. Psalms 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord! Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. He is good. Come on, can you give God thanks to the Lord? He is good this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You are good. Thank you for washing my sins away. Thank you, God, that while I was a sinner, you still died for me. Thank you, Jesus, that when I didn't care, you came after me. For you said you have chosen me and I haven't chosen you. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for healing our minds. Thank you for healing our relationships, Jesus. You are a good God and greatly to be praised. Psalms 107, 22, 21 and 22. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell him of the deeds in songs of joy. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Psalms 86, 12, and 13. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God. With my whole heart, I will glorify your name. For God, your steadfast love towards me, you have delivered my soul from the depths of hell. Psalms 95, verse 2. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. I don't know about you. The will of God is clear. You got to change, and we got to change who we are. Well, I'm just going to wait for the Lord to change me. Nope. You got to arrest your own mind. You got to arrest your own mouth. Do you realize in the Bible there's one whole chapter that deals with your mouth? James chapter 3. James chapter 3 says this. Does bitter water and sweet water come from the same well? We have to change how we talk, how we think, and how we speak. How do we do that? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And as I'm in his presence, there's fullness of joy. My eyes change. My heart changes. My life changes. Why? Because now I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. And my God, who came down here and died on Calvary's tree and rose again on the third day, said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always to the end of the earth. With God, I can't fail. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. You got nothing to complain about. You only got stuff to praise about. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Are you thankful today? Are you thankful for the goodness of God? Are you thankful for his steadfast love? Because his love, man, his mercies endure forever. Today, if you'll bow your head with me, on the last service of his tabernacle of 2020, excuse me, last service of Sunday service of 2021. This Friday, don't forget, you don't want to miss it. Our New Year's Eve service, we lay hands on everybody to anoint you for the new year. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be very powerful. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm not asking you to join a religion. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm asking you to know God. Some of you are not right with Jesus. Maybe once you served him, Maybe you've never served God. What does that mean? I'm not saying you don't believe in God. I'm not even saying you don't love God to a certain extent. But there's a difference between truly knowing God and knowing about God. We all know people, different levels. But Jesus is saying, I want you to know me. That is the most intimate word in the Aramaic, to where there's a knowing, where a child looks in the eyes of a dad. Today, God wants to take you and show you that he's a good father, that he loves you with an everlasting love. And man, your whole context changes, because with Jesus in your life, there's nothing you can't do. Amen? Praise the Lord with your head bowed and your eyes closed. If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, maybe you're watching online, you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like him in your life, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. Is there anyone in the room this morning? You need Jesus Christ to wash your sins away. I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, 3, 2. Maybe you're not right with God. It's your time. And 1. If you're watching online, you want to give your heart to the Lord, please dial. Pick up your phone and text 97000. Type in the bottom, I am saved. We're going to get you a Bible. We're going to get you established. We don't only want you to start, we want you to finish strong. Can I hear it? Amen. We're going to do something different today. The exit is going to be an exit of praise. Is that all right? Can we praise our way out? Can we praise our way out of this Sunday, 2021, into the greatest next year, 2022? Come on, let's stand to our feet. Let's get ready to praise him. Come on, if you're watching at home, you got to get out of your chair. You got to move something.
I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to let it out. I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to let it out. I got to praise.
No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win.